Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of I Won't Stop Until I Win. I am your host, Jose Flores, and each week I'll be sharing inspiring stories of people who push through the pain, who overcome adversity, and who keep on running their race to become the winners they are today. So thank you for spending some time with me, and let's jump right into the show. Hey, what's up, guys? Hope you're doing well. And listen, I just want to take a few moments and give God some thanks because I believe that without him, none of this would be possible. So I pray that somebody out there that's listening is inspired, encouraged, and motivated to not only learn more and do more, but to become more. And I pray that you get some of these nuggets and you take some of these nuggets and you actually apply them in your everyday lives, right? Because knowledge isn't power. Applied knowledge is power. So I pray that in Jesus' name. Thanks again, guys, for hanging out with me. But this week, I wanted to talk about leadership. I've spoken about leadership before, but this week, I wanted to talk about what type of leader are you, right? What type of leader are you? There's so many different types of leadership skills and traits and qualities and characteristics, and you'll hear people say that there's 7 leadership styles or 3 leadership styles. There's a whole bunch of them. But the most important thing to understand is what type of leadership or what type of leader are you? And so today I'm going to talk about 5 different types of leaders that I personally, right, that I picked because I was doing some research and I wanted to pick the 5 that I wanted to talk about. That there's, like I said, there's several other different leadership leader types out there, but I wanted to touch on 5 of them today. And I believe that if you look across, I mean, just turn on the TV, turn on the radio, you'll see, you'll hear, you can feel that there's a huge lack of leadership going on in our country and in around the world today. I mean, just listen 5 minutes. Let's give it 5 minutes and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. There's not enough people stepping up to the plate. There's not enough people taking accountability and responsibility for the for their actions and for the actions of the teams that they're, quote unquote, supposed to be leading, right? And listen, everything starts from the top down. Everything starts from the top down. You have to lead by example. We've heard that being said. You have to be the example that you want to see in other people, right? So we have to just start taking. I want this show to be about building leaders, right? But not only that, I want you to understand and figure out what type of leader you are, right? Because I know what type of leader I am, and we're going to get into that. But I want you to know what type of leader you are. So this, the 5 that I want to talk about today, you have the managerial leader, you have the relational leader, you have the motivational leader, the inspirational leader, and the transformational leader. And we're going to dive into that. So the first one I'm going to tackle is the transformational leader. We're going to tackle that one first. The transformational leader's passion and purpose, and their main purpose, is to transform others. It's to transform others. That's why they're called transformational leaders. They're transforming people's mindsets. They're transforming people's motivational levels. They're transforming people's behaviors and attitudes, or helping them, right? They're not actually transforming them, but they're helping the individuals by leading by example and giving them training and coaching and mentorship so that they can transform their current state of being. They are the most influential of the 5 types of leaders that we're going to be talking about this week, and they are highly, highly respected, right? Because they're known for transformation. Like when companies are doing bad, they're looking for transformational people to bring in so they can transform the company, right? Not only the culture, but the numbers and the bottom line, right? And so they're highly respected. Their reputation precedes them. They are all well known for developing other leaders. Their influence touches people in all industries and across multiple generations, and they have influenced many leaders for many, many years. When you think about that, one of the people that come to mind right off the bat is a person like John Maxwell. He's a leadership coach, a leadership trainer, but he's also an amazing leader himself. And he's been influencing many leaders for many, many years all across the globe. And their influence is continuously being transferred through many other leaders at many different times at multiple locations. So again, you look at John Maxwell and the whole John Maxwell team, like, it's global. He has thousands, tens of thousands of people that have taken his training courses, that are attended his seminars and his conferences. I mean, the man is a leadership guru. All of his books are based on leadership. How to Become a Better Leader. One of my favorite books is called the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. Invaluable Laws of Growth. And he has so many books. So if you're looking for more information on leadership, you can definitely check out John Maxwell. But you have one of the other types of motivational leaders, leader types are a relational leader, right? You have a relational leader. A relational leader builds relationships, right? I mean, these are just not, it's not rocket science here, in order to influence others. They're building relationships in order to influence others. People want to follow these type of leaders because of who they are, not because of what they know. I know that might sound harsh, but they want to follow them because of who they are and not because of what they know. And I mean, let's be honest. We've seen those type of people where we want to get connected with people just because who they are, right? It's not because they have a ton of information or a wealth of knowledge. It's just because of who they are. They're relational. You like being around them. And so that's why people follow them. But they develop mutual respect with others and work well with them, right? Although people want to follow them, they have not developed specialized knowledge. Right? They haven't developed specialized knowledge. So that what their sweet spot is building relationships with other people. They're like master connectors, but their weakness is not making the necessary sacrifices to develop their competency. And that's the reality, because it's not what they know, it's who they are. And so once you start to get around those type of leaders, you'll understand like, yeah, they're cool, but they don't really have a lot of information. They're not like gurus in any particular area. So you have that type of leader, which is a relational leader. So you have the transformational leader, then you have the relational leader, and then you have the motivational leader. And this is a cool one, because the motivational leader seeks mutual benefits for themselves, others, and the organization as a whole. And people want to follow them because of who they are and because of what they know, right? That's huge, who they are and what they know. So these people are influential and they have a wealth of knowledge, but they influence others from the outside. They influence others from the outside and they're process focused, right? In other words, they're process focused. They are trusted and they deliver results for themselves, their families, their team, their organization, their customers, their suppliers, their community. They're always delivering in different capacities, many different capacities. But a motivational leader's weakness is not making the necessary sacrifices to reproduce other motivational leaders. Come on, think about that. That's what one of their weaknesses are. And then you have the next one, is the inspirational leader, right? That's the one that I am. I'm the inspirational leader. I thought I was a motivational leader, right? Because I'm a motivational speaker, but I'm actually an inspirational leader. And an inspirational leader inspires managerial and relational leaders to become those motivational leaders. Their focus is on growing themselves in order to inspire others to grow, right? That personal development. You got to get more information. You got to get more skill sets. You have to train. You have to practice. You have to learn. You have to grow so that you can help others to do the same. And they influence others on the inside, right? We spoke about motivational leaders influence others from the outside. Inspirational leaders help others from the inside, right? And I've always been a fan of, you know, you can make a connection with somebody at a head level, but when you make a connection with somebody at a heart level, that's a whole totally different ball game, right? That's because you touch their heart. And when you can touch somebody's heart, that's when you create a raving fan. That's when you create a lifelong fan. That's when you build relationships, because you've touched someone on the inside. And they are people focused. They're people focused. They're not process focused, right? Motivational leaders are process focused. Inspirational leaders are people focused, and they focus heavily on character development, right? I mentioned personal development, but character development, personal development, or it all goes hand in hand. And true inspirational leaders are followed because of how much they care and who they are on the inside, right? Because we care. I'm not gonna lie. I do what I do because I care about other people. I know that there's other people that may have similar situations, such as the one that I have, or maybe other struggles or challenges or adversities that they have to deal with on a daily basis. And so I truly care. That's why I do what I do, because I want to help those people understand and know that they're valuable, that what they have, the gifts that they have, they can use those to bring to the table and add value to other people. And I want to let them know that their struggle doesn't have to become their standard, that they can elevate and rise above the challenge or the struggle or the adversity, and that they can become valuable, productive individuals in societies and companies, anywhere they go. And it's not only physical challenges that I'm talking about. I'm talking about emotional challenges, mental challenges, spiritual challenges, relational challenges. So that's why I do what I do. That's why I'm an inspirational speaker as well, because I care about other people, and I want to touch them on the inside, not only their hearts, but I want to touch their minds. I want to help change their thought processes and their thinking. Inspirational leaders are also, they're inspired by the growth of those following them. So that's why, again, I love when I'm speaking on stage in front of thousands of people and I actually see the light bulb go off in someone's head. Right. And it's like, oh, snap, they receive that. What I said connected with them, and I can literally see it on their faces. And that brings me so much joy and happiness and fulfillment, because I know that what I'm doing is making a difference. It's making a difference, and it's helping to change people's lives. Right. And that's what I'm inspired by, is the growth from other people. That's why I'm always saying we can have whatever we want as long as we continue to learn more, do more, and become more. I think that every individual that has a sound mind can learn more, do more, and become more. Now, whether you choose to do it or not, that's a whole nother podcast. But we all have the capability and the ability to learn more, do more, and become more. And then lastly, guys, you have the managerial leader. Ooh, I saved this one for last, not because it's the best, but it's because it's the worst, actually. The managerial leader is the least effective of the five types of leaders. They have the least influence, and people only follow them because they have to, not because they want to. And that's the worst type of position to be in, and that's the worst type of leader to be. Like, you don't want people following you because they have to. I mean, we know there's leaders of countries that are like that, communist countries, and people are following them because they have to, right? They're forced to. But I mean, really, who really likes that? Like, deep down, like, you want people to want to follow you, not because they have to, but because they respect you, they admire you, they look up to you, you lead by example, not by force or any of these other type of tactics that some people use. But they follow you because they have to. Managerial leaders are not in a position to serve others. Their desire is to be served by others because they are in the position. Right? Those are the people who focus on titles, positions, statuses. They feel good if they have supervisor or manager on their, by their name, and that it makes them feel like they have a sense of authority and a sense of being, right? It makes them puff their chest out. But when in all reality, it's the complete opposite, because people can see it. Now, managerial leaders also see others as tools to use to complete the objective for the day. In other words, they're making the people, their subordinates, the people that are under them, pretty much do their work for them, right? And they prefer to make the decisions. When managerial leaders want you to come to them for them to make decisions for you, and their weakness is character development. Now, I don't know about you. I'm pretty sure you have. If you haven't, I'm pretty sure you've heard of it, of this type of leadership. Or leader. I know in my last job, I had a leader like that, and it was just horrible to be under, because they literally just, they're collecting a check, but not really doing anything. They have everyone under them doing all of their work, plus the work that they're supposed to do, right? Like, I had my own set of job responsibilities and duties that I had to do throughout the day. But when this other individual needed something done, he would pick on one of us to do his work as well, which is completely unacceptable. And I know this happens across the board in many, many, many organizations, corporate America, companies, businesses, small businesses, large businesses. I mean, it happens across the board. And this is a characteristic issue that these type of leaders have. That's why I love going back to corporate America. Now that I'm an entrepreneur doing my own thing full time, I love going back to corporate America and training these companies to be aware of these type of leaders, but also be comfortable with having these uncomfortable conversations. Because at the end of the day, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So if you have a manager who's managing this in this type of capacity or this way, that manager needs some training. Right? It's not that he's a bad guy or doesn't know what he's doing. He just needs some training. He needs some character development. He needs some personal development along with some business development. And he needs some coaching. He needs some training, some coaching, some mentorship. And that's where I come in. That's where I come in and I help organizations understand these weak parts of the or these weak components of the organization. And we help them out as a team, right? Because we're only as strong as our weakest link. So if we know someone who's weak in some areas, then we need to be there to build them up. And I'm not just picking on this type of leader, because we spoke about the relational leader's weakness is not making the necessary sacrifices to develop their competency. Motivational leader's weaknesses was not having the necessary or making the necessary sacrifices to reproduce other motivational speakers. And then the transformational leaders and the inspirational leaders were pretty much well-rounded. Not that they don't have any weaknesses, but as far as leading capacity is concerned, they're pretty well-rounded. So guys, listen, I hope you got a ton of value out of this. I hope that this is going to help you to become the type of leader that you want to become, because maybe you don't know what type of leader you are, or maybe now after this, you do know what type of leader you are and you don't want to be that type of leader. You want to be a different type of leader, or you want to combine your certain, like, I have a little bit of the inspirational leader and the transformational leader and the motivational leader and the relational leader. Characteristics. I don't have managerial because I've been there and done that. Not done that, but I've been there and I don't want to do that, actually, is what I meant to say. But I have the other four out of the five. So it's good to have a combination of all the good ones. Right? And there's nothing wrong, man. That's what I'm saying. We're all here to learn more, do more, and become more. We all have our strengths. We all definitely have our weaknesses. And if we can help each other build on those weaknesses, the faster and the quicker we're all going to be able to get to the top. And I'm talking about with revenues, company morale, employee engagement, company culture, like all of those things have to do with the leadership. So if you go to a company or organization or business and you have a conversation with some of the employees and you see some of the things that they're saying, that can give you an indication of what type of leaders are leading the organization or the company. And that's when you can come in and you help out in those areas of weaknesses. I love doing it, guys. So listen, if you have a company or an organization and you have some pain points that you're experiencing right now in any of these areas, definitely go ahead and reach out to me. If you know of a company, have them reach out to me. Go ahead and connect us through social media. You can send me an email, info@joseinspires.com. I'd love to be able to come serve and help any way I can in any capacity, because you know my slogan, right? The name of the podcast, I won't stop until I win. And as I'm winning, I want to help as many other people win as well. So if you haven't done so yet, I believe that everything starts and ends in the mind. I want you to go ahead and check out my brand new digital online digital course called the Mindset Takeover Mastery. It's a 10-week digital course that's going to help you not only take over your mind, but take over everything else that you want in life. Because I'm a firm believer that when the mind decides, everything else follows. Also, if you haven't gotten a copy of my brand new number one best-selling book, it's called Don't Let Your Struggle Become Your Standard. Just made the number one bestseller list in the Spanish category because I just translated it in Spanish. So if you haven't gotten the copy in English or Spanish, go ahead and do that. You can check that out at my website at joseinspires.com. And be sure to follow me on all my social media platforms at Jose Inspires. And go ahead and like, subscribe, and share. And you'll hear this again in the outro, but go ahead and share with everyone you know, because I want to make sure that I can create as many leaders and as many winners as I can before I leave this planet. So I appreciate you guys. Take care. We'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win. Once again, I am your host, Jose Flores, and make sure you visit me at joseinspires.com, where you'll see links to all my social media, where I'm bringing content like this every single day on how you can win and keep on winning. We have new episodes dropping every week, so make sure you guys like, subscribe, and share with other winners so that everyone can keep up with what's going on. Once again, I appreciate you tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next episode of I Won't Stop Until I Win.